This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's still a family affair as we join John Clark in New York for part two of his June Dairy Month tribute, where every month is Dairy Month.
At King Brothers Dairy and King's Ransom Dairy Farm here in Schuylerville, beautiful Saratoga County on the banks of the Hudson. And we're here with Becky King. Becky, this is a great place. You have three young adult children. What should they do to become involved and get the breadth of knowledge they need to prepare them for life?
Certainly follow your dreams. Don't let anyone hold you back. There is a world of opportunity for this generation. Not everyone necessarily goes home to their home farm or does what their parents did when they were growing up. It's okay to follow that dream and push forward. Take some risks, but know the risks that you're taking and take them within your comfort level. But don't be afraid to take those risks because it's the only way that you keep pushing forward. And surround yourself by people with the same goals that you have because they will encourage you and push you rather than hold you back.
So this is a family business. Mm-hmm. It's very evident when you guys go to shows. How do you work through issues?
I think our process that we work through is just all enjoying each other. We're very fortunate, and we say that all the time. We all get along very well. We not only work together all day, but then we socialize with each other on the weekends. We're all best friends for sure. You know, if there's something that comes up at work that we don't all agree on, we work our way through it and we still might have dinner together that Friday night. You know, there were a lot of humble beginnings. Nobody could make a decision without the other. So I think we all respect the fact that we have to come to a consensus before somebody just goes ahead and makes a decision on something. Sometimes even to a fault because of the time it takes, but we're always sure to make sure that we're not just taking off in our own direction without the blessing of each other. And, you know, now we have the next generation starting here on the farm, and I think it's really important for them to learn that as well. And, you know, they come in with some big dreams sometimes and maybe some other thoughts that they have as they're entering the business, but they're also learning how we have gotten along as a family moving forward and that they need to become part of that.
Are you encouraging them to work off the farm first before they fully come back here?
That was our original intent, and our oldest son is back on the farm with us now, directly out of Cornell. He did three summer internships on other businesses, and then he came to us and just said, "Listen, Mom and Dad, this is where my heart is, and this is where I really want to be." So after a lot of family discussion, we decided to just that maybe it was the right thing for him as an individual to start his career and begin learning our business. I think each kid is different, and we have to treat them all that way, depending on maybe what the best path for them is.
That's a great way to do it. And those internships certainly count for anything. They can see a lot of different ways to make milk and to do farming, sure. Hey, June is Dairy Month. Anything special going on at KBD?
Well, I think we look at every month as Dairy Month here. So we're running specials throughout the month here in our farm store and certainly really going to town with our social media promoting June Dairy Month. Like I said, we really treat every month like Dairy Month. It's, for us, probably just more of an opportunity to get the word out to our consumers.
So chocolate milk is really a staple here of popularity. What kind of ice cream is really popular with people right now?
That's a really good question because I think everyone has a different opinion on that. But one of our most popular is our Lemon Dream. I think what makes that popular is it's hard to find a lemon ice cream. You find a lot of lemon sorbets, but to get a true lemon ice cream, you don't see that often. And we have our own proprietary blend that we've put together for that. We don't purchase a mix for that. So it has a really big following, is one that we can never take out of the dip cabinet without people complaining.
That's great to hear. And as we kind of wind up here, there's going to be a lot of folks who are listening to this. What kind of things would you give them as advice?
You know, we have people ask us this question a lot, and I think it sounds exciting for people to do their own on the farm. You really have to do your research, and you have to understand that fluid milk is a very difficult commodity to market, and it's a whole new ball game. I remember somebody telling us that one time, just that it's a whole new ball game, and it really is. It's instead of just loading that trailer and having the milk go off the farm, we're responsible for trying to sell every last drop that's been processed that week, and it's a tough balance. We've learned a lot about marketing. We've learned a lot about managing different types of employees that are now working for us. It's just taken our business to the next level. So, you know, just do your homework on products and what is a good fit for your area. And just don't assume that you're going to make a product and it's just going to go off the shelves without a lot of work put behind it.
Becky King at King Brothers Dairy and King's Ransom Farm, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, John.
This is John Clark for FeedWorks USA.